Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of the Beatitudes, we were taught that when we witness, we must always be gracious and yet never compromise our standards. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Let me give you some examples, though, of being transformed. Young people at school, get that good King James Bible. You may go to a public school. Have that good King James Bible. Carry the Bible there with the rest of your book. You men on the job, have a testament in your pocket. Read it on your breaks. Read it at your lunchtime. Ladies, the same. Carry that little testament in your pocketbook, and at breaks and at lunchtime, if you're a working lady, then take them out and read them. Have tracts in your pocket. Some used to have a pin on their clothing that just said Jesus. That's fine. I many times have in the lapel of my suit coats the sword from the Sword of the Lord newspaper. And people look at it and they say, man, I thought that's a cross. That's a sword, isn't it? Yeah, what does that stand for? And I have a chance to begin to witness about the Sword of the Lord, the Bible. And the Bible tells us how we can go to heaven. And oh, what an opportunity it is. But we always must be gracious, because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds. So be gracious, and understand, being gracious is not compromise. Being gracious is not saying, well, we better not say anything about sin. That's not being gracious. That's been ignorant of the holiness and goodness of God. We've got to call people to repentance, but we must speak the truth in love. Be gracious, but be clear-cut. Another way is by meditating on God's word. This is how we keep our way pure. Remember the 119th Psalm, verse 9, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to thy word. Not just read the word, but take heed, obey it. That's the call that each of us have. There is scripture memorization and meditation. One of my prayers that I make just about daily is to ask the Lord to bring to my mind the word of God, the appropriate scriptures as they apply to every situation. Whether it's a decision to be made, whether it's a problem to be confronted, whatever comes up, I ask that the Lord give me the scriptures that would apply to that situation. So, scripture memorization and meditation. And when we do that, it doesn't allow your mind to have the frequent temptation to indulge our eyes and mind on the immorality about us. You know, people sit there and watch TV, and they feed their minds with immorality. And so that has an influence. And before too long, sexual statements, sexual innuendo, things of that nature begin to pop up in their speech because of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So I think that it's very wise to indulge your mind and your eyes into the Word of God, not just read it, but think on it and obey it. And by the way, this is also a manner by which you set your affections on things above. Be a witness for Christ. The Bible tells us to flee youthful lust, except for television watching. Of course not. Flee youthful lust at all times. Rather than try to muster strength to withstand temptation to lust, why not witness to that person of Jesus Christ? Witnessing for Christ is one of the best ways to flee lust. You know, the Bible tells us to flee lust here, not people, to flee lust. Witness to that co-worker. Many times men and women get placed on a job where they're working together for hours at a time, and they can begin to develop those emotional feelings that are the flesh, but nonetheless they seem very real to these people. And if they're not careful, their conversation will start sharing their hearts with one another, then they'll begin to think they love one another and it's not physical. But if you're witnessing that person as you're working with them, those things aren't going to be allowed to develop. You see, the bad things develop when we give them space to develop. We give them space to develop when our heart and mind is not stayed upon Jehovah. Now again, verses 13 and 14 here that we read earlier from Matthew 5 about being the salt of the earth and not being the salt without savor, because it's to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. And we're also a light of the world, and the light's not to be hidden, but it's to be set on a hill. See, it's written in the same context. So if we're salt, then we must be a purifying person that preserves the work of salt. If we're lights, we're to show them Jesus Christ. As light bearers, we bear the good news of salvation. Now, allow me to point out, yes, we stand against sin. But it is not our duty to denounce the daily sins of our associates. By that I mean by watching their lives to find fault and then condemn them. No, they just need to be made aware they're sinners, and because they're sinners, they're headed to hell, and they need to know beyond any shadow of a doubt that you admit you're a sinner and that you deserve to go to hell. But Jesus Christ saved you, and he changed you, and he cleansed you. Henry Trumbull was an evangelist of yesteryear. He was seated on a train by a young man that was drinking heavily. And he would offer a drink to Mr. Trumbull from time to time, and just to be aggravating, I guess. And Dr. Trumbull, each time, would refuse, but always say, "Thank you." Finally, the man said, "Mr. Trumbull, you must think I'm a pretty rough fellow, don't you?" And Mr. Trumbull replied, "No, I think you're a very generous-hearted fellow. You've been trying to offer me a free drink here time after time. You're generous." And that opened the conversation, and Mr. Trumbull led that man to Jesus Christ. I'm trying to make a couple points here with you at this juncture. Number one, righteousness will manifest itself in the preceding beatitudes being true in our life. We must be holy and separate from sin. Secondly, when we live righteously, we will witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. We're not righteous if we're not witnessing, but we're also not righteous if we're not allowing these beatitudes, as found here in Matthew 5, 3 through 12, if we're not allowing them to be manifested in us and through us, we're still not righteous, even if we do witness. I would like, if you would, to turn to John chapter 15, verses 10 through 12. There we read, "If ye keep my commandments." Now, if is a conditional word. And Jesus says, if, on the condition, ye keep, that is, you obey, my commandments, ye shall, other words, as a result of this, by my promise, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments, and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you. Now, the purpose of obedience and a relationship with God is going to be given now. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Again, that's John 15, verses 10 through 12. And what a special verse that is for us here today. Very special passage. And it's one that we need to heed. Obedience to the Scripture and joy is linked. None of the Beatitudes are attainable without obedience. But how does that produce joy, especially in thoughts of persecution? Well, first, because there is fellowship with God. In Psalm 16, verse 11, in thy presence is fullness of joy. You lack joy because you lack fullness in your relationship with Jesus Christ. Now, it's interesting to me that Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10 says that the joy of the Lord is your strength. Now, how's the joy of the Lord your strength? I think Jesus Christ demonstrated that for us in his humanity. When Jesus Christ was on the cross, he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Jesus in the garden was praying and he was sweating, and the sweat was so thick it was as drops of blood. And the angels came and ministered to him. When he was tempted 40 days in the wilderness, the angels were sent to minister to him. But on the cross, as he's dying for your sin and my sin, there's no mercy, there's no grace. None of that for Jesus Christ. But there was one thing in his humanity that sustained him on the cross. The Bible says that Jesus despised the shame. He didn't enjoy the cross. He despised it. He had no desire to ever go through that again. And he had even prayed earlier that that cup might pass from him. But he endured the cross, and he despised the shame. How was he able to endure? The Bible says, for the joy that was set before him. In other words, Jesus Christ had eternity set in his heart. And as he looked forward into eternity, and he knew the truth of eternity, and the joy of that, in his humanity, apart from grace and mercy of God, he was able to endure the cross. Now think of that. You can endure by having eternity setting in your heart. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all
that are in Christ Jesus.